Mishnah in Perkei Avos famously tells us that Avraham Avinu encountered 10 tests, ultimately ending with the Akedah. What exactly is the essence of these tests? Rav Moshe explains that the test of Lech Lecha is very interesting in nature. Hashem literally told Avraham that he needs to leave, and he will then become rich and have children. If you tell most people that, their first response would be, "When's the next train out?" You wouldn't think twice about this opportunity. Not only that, people often uproot their whole lives to move to a new community, even for just a small chance at Parnassa. What then was supposed to be difficult for Avram that this was deemed a test? Rav Moshe answers that this move by Hashem was illogical at the surface. Why couldn't he provide Avram with Parnassa and children in his current state? Rav Moshe points out a similar issue later in the Parsha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes Avraham and Sarah's names because it wasn't in the Mazalos that Avram and Sarai should have children. Why couldn't God simply defy the Mazalos, quote-unquote? Rav Moshe answers in that context that Hashem always tries to minimize the nes. Here the answer is much more fundamental. According to Rav Moshe, the real test of Avraham Avinu was not to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decisions and to follow him with a degree of blind faith. This is the same idea as the Akedah. Rav Moshe explains that the Akedah was necessary because it was on a much greater magnitude, both in terms of the actual challenge it presented of bringing Yitzchak as a carbon, and the paradox it presented being that Hashem said that Yitzchak will be the one to carry on Avram's legacy. Another one of the nisyonos that Avram encountered was the commandment of Bris Milah. What exactly is the nature of this test? The Gemara in Shabbos even says that Bnei Yisrael accepted the mitzvah with a state of simcha. In truth, Avram was dealing with an internal qualm. On the one hand, he was trying to be what we would deem stark but relatable. His goal is to be Makariv people, but in order to relate to them, he showed them that he was really the same as they were. And Moshe brings down that we don't see this by other religions, where their clergy members are clearly exalted above everyone else, and that they dress differently, they live a life of priestess, of celibacy, and they show that they're not on the same level. However, while our Kohanim may have some extra restrictions as a result of the extra Kedusha they encounter, they are in essence no different than we are. Now that Avraham was uniquely commanded to do the Bris Milah, he feared that he would lose that connection with his followers. Given this reality, the test Avraham was now facing was to follow Hashem even in the face of where it seems not only irrational, as we explained before, but counterintuitive to what Hashem himself wanted. The Sfas Emes in Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph says along similar lines regarding the reward that Mamre got, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avram in Elone Mamre, because Mamre advised him to do the Bris Milah before Hesia, and everyone would know about it. This further drives home the challenge of the Akedah, when Hashem promised that Yitzchak would carry on Avram's legacy. The commonality between these three nisyonos, the nisyon of Lech Lecha, of Bris Milah, and of the Akedah, is not to question the ways of Hashem and to carry out His will no matter what. A proper manhig and ambassador of Hashem can't have any doubts about what he is doing. This idea leads a bit into the sugya of Darshin on time of Dekra. At the beginning of Parshas Vayera, we see that Hashem visited Avram when he was sick, and he didn't even say anything to Avram. Rav Moshe points out that this is the only time we see Vayera Hashem to someone, and he didn't speak. Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem, that the reason for Bikur Cholim is either to help out the Chola or to daven for him. So mashma from that if you don't have the ability to help out the Chola in whatever way, and you'd be able to daven for him without visiting him, for example, you know that he's sick and you could just daven for him, then you wouldn't have to do it. Yet for Kosh Baruch Hu, neither of these reasons applied, and he still visited Avraham. This shows that we still do the mitzvahs even if the reason may not be applicable. So even if you may not be able to help him and you can still daven for him, you should still visit him. So even assuming we can know the reason of mitzvahs in the first place, if we then see it, the reason is not applicable, then we should still do the mitzvah. Obviously, though there are people who try to explain why we do the mitzvahs, ultimately we don't know the reasons for most of them, so we have to do them regardless. An additional explanation of Hashem coming to Avram was for him to look at how Avram did the mitzvahs. In this light, the Rambam famously says on the Mishnah of Rabbi Hanani ben Akashia, Razakosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael Fi Chachir Ben Torah Mitzvos, that the chus of getting more mitzvos is that we can each find that one mitzvah that speaks to us, that we can do b'shleimus to be zeichat olam haba. It's not just the quantity of mitzvahs that we do, but the quality of how we do them. One can only appreciate this approach of being all in when they recognize that the mitzvahs are directed from Hashem and not for us to question or to decide to do the mitzvahs when we want to do them.